With election fervour gripping South Africa, the Electoral Commission has thrown a legal curveball into the mix, challenging the candidacy of former President Jacob Zuma. Despite a recent win for Zuma and his MK party in the Electoral Court, the IEC isn't backing down. They're taking the case to the Constitutional Court, and this has sparked debates about democracy, fairness, and the future of South Africa's politics. Joining us on the line, we have Lawson Naidoo from the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution. Lawson, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
I suppose because it's former President Jacob Zuma at the center of this, and because of all the different things that he's implicated in, from state capture to arms deal and everything else, the waters do get somewhat muddy in terms of the debate and discussion. But if we take the individual out of it for a moment, there seems to be criticism of the IEC for going to the Constitutional Court before the Electoral Court has given its reasoning as to why it says that Zuma can be on the ballot. What's your thought on that criticism?
Well, let's start. I mean, I think I agree with you. One must take the politics out of this and focus on the key principal issues that are at play here. So even though the Electoral Court has not provided a full reason for judgment for the order that it handed down last week, when an appeal is lodged against the order, not necessarily the reasons, they may provide the basis for it. But I think what the position that the Electoral Commission has taken is that on any of the legal arguments that were ventilated before the Electoral Court, there was no basis for that court to reach the decision that it did. And it is for that reason, which impacts directly on the credibility of the elections and the role and authority of the Electoral Commission, that this appeal is necessary in order to resolve the correct interpretation of our constitutional provisions.
I'm no lawyer, but I've seen on many news websites and social media commentators suggesting that the decision of the Electoral Court ought to be final. Is there any merit in that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's a mechanism that has been put in place because, you know, as we know, elections are run according to a very strict timetable. Mm-hmm. And the Electoral Court is there to swiftly deal with these issues. But I think when there's a concern that the Electoral Court may have got something as fundamentally important as this wrong, then the an aggrieved party is entitled to challenge that decision.
The third aspect, then, that I would like your comment on is the issue of the Constitutional Court being conflicted. Not just the Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, who presided over the Commission of Inquiry, but it was that court that made the decision which resulted in former President Jacob Zuma going to prison. In terms of the general understanding of conflict of interest, to what extent, if at all, would it apply here?
Well, I don't think it applies at all. If anything, the appropriate court to properly interpret the decision of the Constitutional Court in the Zuma contempt matter is, in fact, the Constitutional Court. What we saw last week was an attempt by the MK party to spin an interpretation of that judgment before the Electoral Court. That basically said that, Zuma wasn't convicted of a criminal offense and that the sentence imposed by the Constitutional Court could be, by executive fiat, be amended. Mm-hmm. Now, those are fundamental legal issues that I believe are ripe and appropriate for the Constitutional Court itself to pronounce upon rather than any other court. So I don't believe that the justices of the Concord would be conflicted in this matter.
So what kind of timeframes and process are we looking at? We know the IEC has taken the matter to the Constitutional Court. Has there been any indication from the Constitutional Court about their willingness to hear the matter and the kind of timeframes that we're looking at? Because as you said, elections are just a couple of weeks away.
Yeah. I'm not aware of any directions having been given by the Constitutional Court as yet, but obviously the matter has been prepared on the basis of urgency and for a decision of the Constitutional Court to be delivered before. before we go to the polls on the 29th of May. Because the reality here is that whilst the IEC may be compelled due to the timeframes and so on to proceed with the printing of the ballot papers, which at this point in time will include Mr. Jacob Zuma on the list of candidates of the Electoral Commission, it doesn't actually affect the ballot paper, because even if he's not eligible to be a candidate, there's nothing to prevent the MK party from using the image of Mr. Zuma on the ballot paper, in the same way as the IFP is likely to use the image of the late Dr. Mangosuthu Buthelezi as the image on to represent the IFP on the ballot paper. But it's important that this matter be resolved before the elections, because as voters, when we go to the polls on the 29th, we want to have an understanding of who are the candidates that we are voting for on each of the party's lists alongside the independent candidates. And it's no argument to say that this is an issue that can be resolved by the National Assembly after the elections, because many people might go to the polls wanting to vote for Mr. Zuma, and then finding later on that the National Assembly says he's not eligible, and those voters will then have been robbed of their right to vote. So I think it's imperative that this matter be resolved before the 29th of May.
Finally then, Lawson, I mean, we had the discussion thus far on the basis of the principles of the issue, taking out the names and the politicians and the politics, but there are political realities. We know the stance that the MK party has taken. We know that if the Constitutional Court does not rule in Mr. Zuma's favour, there's likely to be some degree of political backlash. Some are talking about a potential constitutional crisis. Is there a sensitive way, a strategic way to handle this, to try and mitigate against this? Or is it that the IEC must just do what needs to be done in principle and deal with whatever it has to deal with afterwards?
Well, I think we need to be very careful and clear here, and political parties in particular need to act in a responsible, measured and calm way. We know that an election campaign has a tendency to raise the temperature, but you know, parties must not seek to abuse the situation. I think we must respect the right of the Electoral Commission to challenge this decision. It's important for the IEC to know the extent of their authorities and powers that are derived directly from the Constitution. And parties have signed a code of conduct for this election, as they do for every election, and must respect due process and respect the rule of law. And whatever the outcome, we must be prepared, all of us must be prepared to accept it and ensure that at the end of the day that we have credible, free and fair elections next month.
Lawson Naidu, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
It was Counsel for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, Lawson Naidu, talking to us about the IEC's appeal to the Constitutional Court over former President Jacob Zuma's candidacy.